Mm-hmm. I won't say her name because she might listen, and I don't really want that.
Oh, we've ruined names before.
Yeah, I don't
so,
need
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's just call this girl very awesome. She was a very nice
awesome.
Person. She was very cool. And I was like, I had this crush on her, and I wrote her a note telling her how much of a crush I had on her.
Oh, Jesus.
And,
you broke
now,
the
this
first
is,
three rules. Don't leave a paper
grade,
trail.
Was I fucking watching The Pickup Artist when I was in seventh grade? I'm 31. There was
okay,
nothing like that.
Okay, I'm 31, too. All
right, perfect.
Okay, go ahead. Go
There's
with
no
your
game.
Story. Go with
you
your story. Go with your story.
But when you have when you're in middle school, you don't have.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just
you are shaming me right now.
I'm
sir.
Not shaming you.
I'm
because
sorry. I did not get her number and then not call her for 3 days.
Okay.
I was
sorry.
In seventh grade.
Sorry.
You
I'm not shaming you.
You understand that?
I have been in that situation. Please continue. No digressions. I am a member of the same
humor.
Tribe as you.
I hope they know this is all for humor.
Okay. Yeah. Please.
I'm not actually upset. All right.
Sorry.
You're saying sorry, though. I'm not upset. Now I'm upset.
Okay.
Now I'm actually really upset.
Okay, I'll give you a hug after this.
All right, thank God. That's all I wanted. If I can get one thing out of this, it's a hug. It's a fucking hug. Dad. Anyway. So, seventh grade, I write this note. It's all like, oh, you're beautiful. I think you're intelligent, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. All the compliments you think you know how to give that some romantic comedy taught you when you were in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Fold the note up, shove it in the locker. Her locker.
Mm-hmm.
You know how those little ridges.
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
She took it and stuck it right in there. Next day, coming to school, like waiting. Put it in the wrong locker. Put it in a jockey dude's locker. Who I can't
of
remember.
Course.
And yep, that is the. That is how my seventh grade embarrassment happened.
Great. If that is your number one, this is not a competition.
It's not my number one. It's the one I can remember at this moment.
No, I have. This is not my number one, but this is one of the ones that when you said in daily thought that
it's almost like if it didn't happen, like
if it didn't happen, life would probably be okay.
Yeah, life. Like it's almost as if it set that moment set off. Well, now you're gonna go try to make strangers laugh because you just did this. Like, it's almost like
yes, that is the fuel. You have to do something where you throw yourself out there and fall on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not alone in the embarrassment camp. I've given out a bunch of these over the podcast. I'll give out another one that I was saving where I think yesterday morning I was in the bank. And this young lady at the bank was named the same thing that the young lady I did this to. And it embarrassed the shit out of me and probably gained me my funny muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I either could have been like a dictator or whatever the fuck I am now. Because
I could either have been marginalized people.
The same amount of shame is required for either one.
Yeah.
Like you have to fight from something. Check this out. It was around the same time, 6th, 7th grade. I wanted to reinvent myself because I was going to a new school.
Oh, no.
So.
You had that. Oh, that's a great freedom, by the way. I never got that. I always went to the same school.
Oh.
But the freedom of that, to be able to just be like, all of this stuff is away. Now I can start a new.
See, that sounds good. But the problem is, the people from the old school still went to the new school, too.
No.
So, like, over the summer, I'm a new guy. And I swear to God, within a month, I'm suave guy. I'm regal. I am Sasha Banks. Fuck it. I'm the boss. I'm whatever
purple
the hell.
Hair,
that yeah, whatever the hell that is.
Necklaces that say boss on them.
And right. To impress this young lady with the same name as the bank teller that triggered this horrible memory, I sung at the time. It was a hit song. Joe's All the Things Your Man Won't Do. Hook and all.
And you sang it to her.
Sang my ass. I had moves. I danced. I did this shit. Rain.
He's moving his eye.
Yeah, I'm moving my... To swoon her. Only problem is, A, I can't sing.
Okay.
Two.
We heard when you tried to do
Whitney. Oh, yeah. Two. It's being rushed because I'm trying to squeeze this 4-minute song, apparently, in the 5 minutes it takes to go from class to class.
Oh, no. No, tell me, is she walking away from you, and you're, like, trying to, like,
No.
Oh, that would have been great.
I would have prayed for walking away. She stayed.
You're like out of breath trying to sing while she's walking away.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
She stayed and absorbed the anger. Like the shame. Whatever your eyes do when you're ashamed of someone.
And that's how you gave her power for the rest of her life.
Oh.
Now she is.
She could bring this up now. Right now.
She knows. She knows the power she has.
Not only does she know, like, whoever was in the hallway at that time knows. And it was so earnest, and I couldn't even write it off. I was just playing. No, you meant that shit. Do you know what it is for a sixth grader, sixth, seventh grader to walk in like,